Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good, how about yourself?
I'm Ian. I'm a detective out of our Ventura office, and
Okay.
I was tasked by one of the other detectives to come over and talk to you guys while we can find you.
Yeah, we're here.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. And your date of birth, Kevin? Okay. And you're assigned here, 23?
23A.
23A, A shift.
Yep.
And what's your role here?
Firefighter.
Just firefighter?
Yep.
I guess how this works best is if you can kind of just explain how you know, learned of the call up there off of the officer-involved shooting and what your role was when you responded, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. We got responded. It was an assault. I think it came over the radio. So we headed out that way, and en route it said stage 4 PD. So we staged over by Watkins Way, went up the road, and saw all the cop cars there. I'm in the rescue, so I'm following the engine, so I'm another separate piece of apparatus assigned. Anyway, so looking at the situation and knowing that Watkins Way is basically a funnel, I'm looking around, okay, we're staged, saw the cop cars, didn't know where the address was, and okay, I better get over here out of the way, park my piece of apparatus. And then the guys got out of the engine, went one way. I got out, started to head that way, saw the sheriff with the light. Hey, up here, up here. Okay, the guys came back. Chris walked up that way. Eric hopped back in the engine. The engineer, firefighter went that way. I parked my vehicle up out of the way, knowing that was going to be a bottleneck. At that time, the ambulance came up behind me. I pulled my lights off and said, go that way, parked my apparatus, and then headed up the hill. When I got on scene, Eric was heading down the driveway. Chris was down the driveway. I arrived on scene to help medically. Saw the guy on the ground with a bystander, Eric, and a couple of the sheriffs standing around with the victim. At that time, I jumped in. What do you need? Started pulling stuff out of the medical bags. Occlusive dressings, gauze, tape, you name it, whatever. Medic on scene said, okay, this is what we're going to do, this, 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 and this. So I assisted in packaging the patient, finding, I saw a couple bullets on the ground. One bullet, one empty casing. Made everybody aware of where they were and kept doing the medical deal.
Okay. Did you, the suspect, did you see him where his injuries were or anything like that? Or did you treat him that much to where you could observe that?
The fact that I was helping hand stuff off, they said he had two entrance wounds real up close in the chest area. I didn't see him at the time. I saw him put the dressing on, and then you know I saw a little bit of blood in that area. When my partner cut away his clothing, looking for more exit wounds, when we did flip him up, I had the backboard. I was helping him get him loaded on the backboard. I did see the one, was it in the buttocks area? I tried to throw on a quick thing of gauze to help stuff, but it wasn't really bleeding all that bad. So we were like, okay, with this guy's condition, the monitor on him, yeah, load and go. And that's basically it.
Okay. Did, when you guys were treating him, did you hear the suspect say anything about any, make any comments about what occurred or anything like that?
No, I didn't hear
okay.
it. Okay. I was.
You're busy helping.
Yeah, I talking with my partner. He heard a couple different things, and
but you don't. I mean, it's,
but me, no.
No, that's fine. Yeah, because everybody's perception is different. Your
right.
role is different than
I was
some
exactly.
other. About how much total time do you think you were in and around that you guys were treating him before he was packaged up and transported by ambulance?
10, 15.
Okay.
Because it was just, you know, we're going.
That's from the time you're dispatched to the time he's gone, or is that?
Yeah, I'd say that. That's about right.
Okay.
My time skews a little bit different because I'm following and parking, and
yeah, you're.
I'm not getting out and just rolling. It's like I got to take care of other things and then jump on scene.
Did you deal with anyone else there other than assisting, you know, fellow firefighters and ambulance people?
No.
Any of the witnesses, you know,
no.
neighbors or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And what is your apparatus that you drive? What kind of, is it a, just a...
It's the toolbox of rescue.
Toolbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so a little Ford, what, 350 with all our rescue gear,
okay,
saws
so
and jaws, and, yeah.
You're the tool guy of the unit?
Exactly. There's two of us, and we switch places. One guy rides on the engine, one guy rides in the squad.
Okay.
Surprise squad. Yeah,
and that was about it. Anything else you think is important that we should know, or anything you remember from?
Yeah, he was, you know, got on scene. Didn't know it was a gunshot victim until it kind of got down there. It was like, okay. It in the scene kind of progressed from there. So the information came in one way, and it was different than when I arrived and just started helping out the best I could to make this thing, you know, work out the best.
Okay.
The guy was kind of viable at the time, you know, talking and saying, oh, I'm going to die. I mean, I'm saying that kind of stuff, but I was like, no, you're not. So helped him out, got him loaded, and went.
Who was the primary, with the fire, I mean, the ambulance guys primarily treating him?
The paramedics on scene, they take precedence on the medical authority when they get there. We are until they get there, and then it's like, okay, what can we do to assist you? This is now, we've turned it over.
It's their game, and you're just their
support.
It's
your ball. How do you want to play?
Okay. That's fair. Okay, that's about it. I guess there's another one of your
Eric's
up. If you get Eric and then the other guy's sleeping, right, and I'm not going to wake him because...
grumpy.
No, it's just not. It's almost 1 a.m, so we'll go with that. All right. If you grab Eric while he's up, we'll go from there.